The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Thanks for being with us today on The Financial Symphony. I'm Walter Storholt, alongside the great team at Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants right here in Northwestern Ohio with an office in Perrysburg. The number to call, by the way, 800-373-9715. We'll give you that a couple of times on today's show so you can get in touch with Dan and Tim and Steve Decker, Rob Davis, all the great folks that they have there at Creative Financial Partners. And you can also visit them online by going to CFPOhio.com. With us this week are Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. And guys, thanks for being here. I hope all is well.
All is well.
Doing good, Walter.
Glad to hear that. And looking forward to our conversation today. We're going to be talking about age and wisdom in the financial world and how our perspective on money and wealth changes over time and how that can help us better prepare for retirement, plus answering some of your questions here in a few moments, and those income gaps in retirement. How can we prepare and identify those income gaps? All of that on the way. Plus, we'll ask in the Getting to Know You section, something to do with food, we'll ask Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. All that on the way on today's show. But let's answer some of those questions right off the bat here on the local request line. Our first stop is in Oregon with a question from Bruce, who says, is it a bad idea to do a Roth conversion if I have a high income?
Walter, I'll take that one. You know, not necessarily, but here's what I'll tell you, Bruce. When you're deciding to make a Roth conversion, and if the listeners don't know what that is, that's taking money that's in an existing IRA account and converting either all or a portion of that account to a Roth IRA account. The good thing about the Roth IRA account, and the reason Bruce is considering it, is Roth IRAs grow tax-free, just like traditional IRAs. But when you take the money out of the Roth IRA account in retirement, you don't have to pay tax on it. So it's really a fantastic vehicle for saving retirement funds. The problem is you have to pay tax on it when you convert the account. And so that's what Bruce is worried about. So, you know, when you're doing a Roth conversion, you're really making a bet that when you take the money out of the account in retirement, the tax rate is going to be, you know, different than it is now. And depending on what tax rates do, it may or may not be a good idea to convert. And so what I would tell Bruce is, it's good that you're thinking about it. It could potentially be a great idea, even if you're in a little bit of a higher tax bracket right now. But come on in. We have some software and some questions that we'd like to ask you that we can run the information through and give you a couple of examples of how it might work out. And then, you know, Bruce, you can decide for yourself whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. But give us a call. Come on in for a complimentary consultation. And we'd be happy to kind of map that out and give you some good information on that topic.
The other element with that that you want to have, and Robin and I have worked on this type of case actually very recently with a client of ours, and you want to have the ability to write the check to pay the taxes. And so all this sounds like a fantastic idea until it's time to actually pay the taxes on it now. And that's added income on top of whatever you've made in your years of income anyway. So that's where sometimes it doesn't feel so good having to write that check. And so it's something we walk through really slowly and carefully with our clients when we do that.
It's a really good question, Bruce, and we thank you for submitting that one to us. And great answers, Rob and Dan. The number to call once again to reach the team at Creative Financial Partners right here in Northwestern Ohio, 800-373-9715. If you have questions about your particular situation, 800-373-9715. Another question comes to us from Blake in Monclova, and Blake says, is it a good or bad thing if interest rates finally start going back up?
That's a great question. I tell you what, we have the interest rate discussion all the time with clients. And the first thing that folks usually think about with interest rates are two things. Number one, their bank account because they're not making any money in the banks right now. Interest rates are low. So the interest that people are receiving on their savings and their checking accounts and their money market accounts are really, really low right now. So that's not, you know, so if interest rates went up, that could potentially be good for savers, folks that have money in those types of accounts. You know, the other place that interest rates come into play for folks a lot of times is mortgage rates. And so whether that's buying a house, refinancing a house, you know, or deciding what to do, interest rates go up, that could be negative for potentially the housing market. And interest rates have a really important part in the stock market too, because a lot of companies use leverage, they use debt. And when interest rates go up, it could potentially be bad for the companies that are highly leveraged or that use a lot of debt. And so it's a good and it's a bad. The thing you have to realize is you don't want something lurking in your portfolio that if interest rates go up, it's going to be a big problem for you. So if you're concerned about interest rates or you want to learn how interest rate sensitive your portfolio is, call the number and come on in and we can look at what you have and say, hey, here might be two or three things that might do either really good if interest rates go up or that might do really bad if interest rates go up. And we have those conversations and we're on the lookout for that stuff all the time. And as a listener, give us a ring, set an appointment up, and we'd be happy to go through that with you.
Yeah, we just had a conversation, would have been two or three days ago with a client, and we walked through kind of where they were at when they bought their first house. And this particular client had bought a house at 16% interest. And so we think about where that was then and where we are now. And it's a very, very different situation. And people feel much better about things at such a low interest rate. But the savers, as Rob mentioned, the savers have really had an impact because we've had people coming to see us, coming to have conversations with us about investing money that never thought they'd talk to a guy like me. I mean, they never thought that they would have to. They always thought their banker was going to do the job, but that's just not the way it is anymore.
That's an unbelievable interest rate you're talking about on that home.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it really wasn't that long ago, was it?
No.
It's amazing how fast things change sometimes.
Yep.
Very good example of that. Again, if you want to reach out to the Creative Financial Partners team, it pays to do so because you're going to get a great education about the financial world in general, but it's the specifics of your own situation where that kind of customized plan really comes in handy. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. 800-373-9715. You can also go to cfpohio.com to learn more information about the team online. One more listener question here on the local request line. It comes to us from Mary in Maumee, and Mary says, my husband wants to travel a lot as soon as we retire next year, but, and as soon as you hear that but, you know this is going to be a marriage counseling question, right? But I'm a little too worried about outliving our money if we spend so much in our early years. So who's right?
Mary, we'd like to make it so that you're both right, to be honest with you. We really want you to think about retirement as a fun time. I mean, when I look at my clients and I have meetings all the time, I'll use Mark as an example. I just saw recently. Mark is living at the very best that Mark has ever lived. He is smiling bigger than he's ever smiled. His color has come back from him working so hard as he did for so many years, and he's traveling and getting to do so many of these fun things. And the reason that Mark can do that and have such a good smile and feel so good about life is because sometimes it takes until we're in our 60s to actually figure out what life is really about. And so for Mark to be able to go do the things he wants to do, enjoy his family, be able to do some nice things for other people, and not have to worry about it. And the not have to worry about it part, Mary, is that Mark's got a plan. And so whether it's a plan with us or a plan with somebody else, the thing that's going to give you the certainty that you're not going to outlive your money, that you're not going to be a burden on your kids, that you are invested in the right type of stuff is by having a plan. And so once you have that plan, it gives you this incredible ease that you can just kind of relax and you can do your thing. And that's what you should be doing. I mean, those first years out of the gate when you're first retiring are really so important because think about it, you're never going to likely be in that good a shape again. I mean, we know as we get into our 70s, mid-70s, late 70s, early 80s, we just start to slow down. And so the idea of even doing all these things, it isn't really on our radar anymore. So I would say, you know, sit down and map out the numbers and make it work, and it's a win-win.
Yeah, one of the things we're very good at here is what Dan mentioned, and that's the planning aspect. The formula we use is called our money map process, and it is a full-scale, comprehensive process that we bring through with all our new clients. And it's very simple to get started. It's a phone call, and it's an appointment, and that's the hardest thing you have to do. We'll give you a little homework. We'll ask you for some information, but the money map process takes things into account, you know, not just your investments, not just your 401k accounts. We talk about Social Security. When's the right time to pull those levers? What pension option you might want to consider picking if you're lucky enough to have a pension? We look at things like long-term care and other risks down the road that could really significantly impact your retirement. And, you know, we look at how much fun money you need to have to travel and do the things you want to do now and later in life. We look at things like guaranteed income, which is a very important thing. And one thing we work on all the time with our clients is making sure there's guaranteed income and folks aren't outliving their money at some point in the future. Retirement, and Dan mentions this quite a bit, you know, if you do retirement right, you only have to do it once. And we're really confident that we have a very defined process and a solid process to walk you through in order to define those things and give you a very clear picture on where you're at now, where you're going, and how you can get there. So the way to do that process and to get it started is to call the number, set an appointment up. It's complimentary. You know, we're not going to try to sell you a product. We're not going to try to force feed you something. We're just going to have a conversation and determine if we can work together and how we can help.
And again, here is your number to call for a review of your plan, to come in and take advantage of that conversation with the team at Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Rob Davis, Dan DiVerna, and the folks here at Creative Financial Partners who serve you throughout northwestern Ohio. Their office is located in Perrysburg. They can give you that customized, complimentary, comprehensive financial plan, but you've got to start the conversation today. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. That's 800-373-9715. Stay with us. There's more on the way. You're listening to the Financial Symphony with the team at Creative Financial Partners. Stay right there.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time to get connected with the Musical Connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark Lloyd is here to talk about music and money and helping you with your retirement. And he's going to try and tie it all together. He always does that pretty well. And you're always able to tie all that stuff together. So I'm looking forward to doing that today. And we're going to talk about Simon and Garfunkel have been on my mind recently. And one of the great duos of all time. And some folks say they're the greatest of all time. I don't know about that, but I always have liked Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. What can we learn about retirement planning from some of their music? And let's start with Bridge Over Troubled Water, maybe one of their best-known songs.
Bridge Over Troubled Water, just the name of that, and talking about finances, that's probably not a good thing. Because with the market going up and down like a roller coaster, it's kind of been like a bridge over troubled water. Yeah. The main thing, though, is that, you know, as a songwriting duo, they were phenomenal. And Art Garfunkel's vocals and Paul Simon's, you know, writings, that's why they are who they are. And this particular song is a great song.
Now, at first, that song, you may recall that, Mark and I recall, you as a listener may recall as well, if you're crazy about music like we are, you may recall the opening lyrics to the song. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I promise I'm not going to sing. Paul Simon later realized that it was the sheer simplicity that helped give this song a universal appeal. What's the financial connection there?
Well, you know, he's exactly right. Simplicity makes a lot of sense. And, you know, one of the comments that we hear a lot from our listeners, we hear it over and over and over again that, you all have a way of explaining things where we can understand it, and we're thankful for that, because in the financial world, there's a lot of, we have our own language, financial speak, they call it, and you can easily talk over an investor's head. And maybe as you're listening out there today, you're saying, well, you know, I know what you're talking about, Mark, because I hear that from my own advisor. Mm-hmm. And when things are troubling, such as a very volatile market, or maybe you have fears right now because you're getting ready to retire and you don't know if you have enough money saved, you don't know how to turn it on as income, maybe you're in a situation where your accounts aren't doing anything and you're wondering, what is going on? Aren't they managing my portfolio? Is my broker not doing something? I just see my account go up, my account goes down, and I'm not really gaining any traction here. Why? Maybe those questions are going through your head right now, and you need to be talking to someone like a financial maestro that keeps things simple. You know, retirement planning doesn't have to be so complicated that it makes your head spin. There are a lot of different things that have to be addressed and a lot of puzzle pieces that you've got to fit together when it comes to planning for retirement. And a good financial maestro or a good advisor can take the complexity out of it for you, keep it simple, make it easy to follow, and more importantly, create a plan that you can sleep well at night and feel comfortable with.
We're talking about retirement planning, and we're relating it to Bridge Over Troubled Water, great song from Simon and Garfunkel here on the Retirement Symphony. And you may remember, Mark, that song is rather symphonic. The string section in the song was arranged by Ernie Freeman. After listening to Paul Simon's demo, he made up the arrangements for the musicians, and he wrote the song title as Like a Pitcher of Water. Well, Paul Simon got a big kick out of how Freeman didn't even bother listening to the words and made a framed copy of one of the music sheets with Ernie's title. What kind of a financial connection can you make with that?
So the string section, the arranger, Ernie Freeman, could have cared less about the words, which the words were phenomenal, and what Art Garfunkel did with those words was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And he just said, okay, it's all about the strings. Don't miss, here, people here, listen to this. Don't miss the major stuff. That's a big deal. You can get bogged down in the minutiae and the details of why something happens and why something's doing something, and you ignore the most important issue. And the most important issue is financial peace, financial freedom, and to be able to have enough assets and enough income to live comfortably in your retirement. So the bottom line, for instance, if you could focus on trying to find the right funds with the best annual return, you may fail to plan for how you're going to pay for something, such as, listen to this, health care. Mm-hmm. What if you don't have health care, or more importantly, long-term care, factored into your retirement plan? Then you could have had the best, in writing, the best plan that money could buy, but at the end of the day, fall short because you did not plan for all that could happen. So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is you've got to cover all your bases. And knock on wood, we hope that some of those things never happen. We never have to worry about health care. We live a nice retirement, and one day we just don't wake up. And in a perfect world, that would be an ideal retirement. But unfortunately, that's not what happens sometimes. So you have to plan for the contingencies. And again, putting together a financial roadmap that plans all of that and covers that for you is essential in having peace during retirement.
And as Mark has said so many times on this show, 70% of us are going to need long-term medical care at some point in our lives. That's sad, but true, and we all have to plan for that. Let's get back to that great song, Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. You know, Mark, that song has been covered by so many people over the years. More than 50 different artists have done it, and many of them very significant, well-known artists. Johnny Cash did a version of it. Elvis, Aretha did a version of it. Linda Clifford, Buck Owens did a country version of it. So many people have done it. I don't know if anybody has done it as well as Simon and Garfunkel, but what's the financial connection there?
Well, let me just say, you just named an all-star lineup of icons. Yep. In the music industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're talking the first three right out of the block, you said Johnny Cash, Elvis, and Aretha Franklin.
Three of the greatest.
What does that tell you about the song if three icons in the music industry said, I want to record that song?
Must be a major piece of great work.
Exactly. It's a masterpiece, you know? And, you know, like in the symphony, Beethoven's Fifth is a masterpiece. In the 60s, Bridge Over Troubled Water was a masterpiece. And the financial connection is simple. Solid retirement planning doesn't require you to reinvent the wheel. I mean, in a case like this, Johnny Cash, Elvis, and Aretha, and the rest of them said, all the, and the other 47 artists said, we don't have to create a new song. Here is a masterpiece that we can use. Sure, you need to be sure that in retirement, your plan is customized for your situation. And again, our listeners to the Retirement Symphony that come in and after the process is completed and we've discussed everything that we discuss and we go over a final financial roadmap, they understand during that process that it has been customized for them. You know why? Because we take the time to listen. We take the time to talk to them and see what they like, what they dislike, what their concerns are. And then, as financial maestros, we literally take all those pieces of the puzzle and we put it all together and we say, how do we make the numbers work? How do we economically make the numbers work? How do we invest to make the numbers work? And make sure that it fits their personality. You can't get any more customized than that, Ron, and that's what we try to do. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
This is the Financial Symphony, and this is the part of the show that we like to call Getting to Know You, where we kind of throw an off-the-wall question at the folks from Creative Financial Partners, and of course with us today, Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. And guys, I've got a really good Getting to Know You question this week, maybe my favorite question of all time. What's your favorite dessert?
Walter, I'll start with that one. That's an easy question because I could name a bunch of stuff, man. I am really into desserts. Probably my favorite one in town would be at a restaurant called J. Alexander's that a lot of the listeners probably recognize. It's over in the Franklin Park area, not too far away from where I live, and they have a carrot cake that is completely out of this world. So I would say that is by far and away my favorite dessert. I can't go in that place. I mean, even if I'm just going in there for a light lunch, I end up with a piece of carrot cake. So that would be my favorite one, the carrot cake from J. Alexander's.
I did not see that going in the direction of carrot cake.
I tell you what, it sounds healthy, but it is not healthy at all. It is big, too. It is a big piece. So.
And I don't know how healthy it sounds.
Do not buy it because it's low carb. I can tell you that.
Yeah. So the good news about the carrot cake at J. Alexander's is that it's only at J. Alexander's. And the problem with my favorite dessert is that it's ice cream. And you know, you can get ice cream anywhere. there's probably 30 places inside of a mile from where we're sitting that you can get ice cream. And so I catch a lot of crap from my family. It'll be late at night or in the evening, and Brody's looking for a dessert, and he will get to the ice cream, and I have the same habit as my dad. I, like, get into the ice cream and don't leave enough for anybody else the next time. And so they're like, well, we looked at the container, and it looked like we knew we had ice cream, but we didn't open it up, and then we opened it up to extreme disappointment. And, Dad, we're just tired of that.
Oh my gosh.
We actually had that conversation recently. It's pretty funny, but ice cream – far and away, easy, easy decision for me on the favorite dessert.
Well, Dan, you and I must be separated at birth, because I think I have that exact same thing play out almost weekly in my household. So,
yep,
we're kindred spirits in that regard. Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
Favorite desserts of Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. Always fun getting to know those guys a little bit away from the financial talk, but we know that's why you're ultimately here. So we'll get right back to it coming up on the Financial Symphony.
Wherever you go, there I am, following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees! Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Much like musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instrument or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, our local financial maestros fine-tune your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
Thanks for joining us on the Financial Symphony today. So glad to have you along with us. As we march on, it's time to check back in with the team at Creative Financial Partners, serving you here in Northwestern Ohio. Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis joining us today, financial consultants with the team, and they have an office in Perrysburg. If you want to get in touch, here's your number to call, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can also visit their website, cfpohio.com. Lots of great resources on the website. You can even schedule an appointment online. All of that's at cfpohio.com. Guys, there's an old quote that says, age is the price of wisdom. Kind of like that quote. And I think maybe let's take a couple of minutes to talk about how that concept sort of applies to the financial world. And as a starting point, maybe let's just get some perspective here. How do you see your clients changing their viewpoints or their own perspective about money and wealth as they get older?
Well, I would say that something happens in this accumulation stage. The way that we're set up in as Americans, we're used to the 401ks, we're used to our IRAs, we're used to the stock market. But as we get a little bit older, we start to get some perspective, and we aren't as worried about hitting home runs as we are worried about making sure that our money doesn't run out. So I think that in itself changes the perspective a great deal with the way that people think about money, the way that they use their money, the way that they really evaluate their lifestyle, the way they're going to live, the people that they're going to take care of, the people that they want to take fantastic care of or leave a legacy for. So I think it's really interesting. Things that evolve and change as we get older and how that pertains to money is really a crucial part of our job.
So important. And I know that you get a lot of differentiating opinions on different types of things. And, you know, one of the common things we hear is people have that saying of live life with no regrets. But I would be willing to bet that you consistently hear people say that they wish they'd known something earlier or wish they'd done something differently when they were younger. What are some of the popular comments that you get when kind of people look back?
That's a pretty common thing. I tell you, the one thing I've never heard is, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have saved this money. I wish I would have spent it. Right. So, you know, the one thing consistently that people wish they would have done, and it doesn't matter what phase of life they're in, is started planning sooner. If it's the 40-year-old or 45-year-old just getting started, you know, they'll always say, gosh, I wish I would have done this 10 years ago. But even more important is the folks that are in, you know, what's been called the retirement red zone, which is, you know, the few years before or the few years after retirement. retirement, you know, if you're in that red zone, you know, it's a very critical time. And you can think, gosh, I wish I would have started planning for this sooner. But the best thing to do is to pick up the phone and start planning now. You are, by putting it off any longer, it's definitely not going to get any better. And even though you should have done things sooner, or you wish you would have done something differently, you know, you can't change the past. And one thing that we can help you with here is planning for the future. That's the most important thing, is planning for the future for you and your family. So if you haven't put a plan together, now's the time to start. If you have put a plan together, you have to ask yourself, gosh, when was the last time I looked at that thing? And is it even relevant anymore? And how am I doing on it? And so if you have a plan and you haven't looked at it in a while, you know, dust it off, give us a call. We'd be happy to go over it with you, make sure it gets updated and you're back on track.
Again, that number to call to reach the team at Creative Financial Partners is 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Guys, as people approach retirement, do you find that they worry about financial issues more or less than they did when they were younger?
Considerably more, actually. I would say, without a doubt, considerably more. People are, when you're young, your 20s, your 30s, you know, sometimes they're just trying to get through the week. You know, they get their paycheck on Friday, and sometimes they spend all their money by Monday, and then they're kind of resetting for the next week. As we get closer to retirement, everything starts getting very real. So most of our clients that we take on are probably in getting close to that red zone if they're not already in it. So we'll have a lot of clients that are in their 50s, and they always say to us, boy, I wish I would have done this sooner. We're kind of bringing together their financial junk drawer of all these things, the pensions and social securities and IRAs and 401ks and all this stuff, and making sense of it. And they were really just always intimidated by the process because they didn't know the process. You know, I liken it to the first day I walked into martial arts class. I've been practicing martial arts for 10 years. It's really easy for me to walk into class now. But the first time I walked in, it was scary. It was really, really scary. One of the scarier things I've ever done. And I always draw that parallel because this seems really scary. And then once you get in, you realize that gosh, this is where you should have been all along. And so that's one of the things that we really we encourage people to make contact with us or someone that can help you and give you guidance in this area. It is so complicated. It's kind of like popping a hood now in one of these new cars. I mean, it used to be, you know, we could change our oil. We could do all these things. We could even change the brakes. And now, I mean, what would you dare try to fix on your car anymore?
Yeah,
I mean,
you need a computer.
Almost nothing. You know, so it's just a different world out there, and we're here for you to help you through that world.
A buddy of mine just had to take his truck in to get it fixed. It was some sort of recall, and took it in, and the fix literally was the guy had to drive the truck around for a half an hour with the computer plugged into the console for the software patch to download while the truck was running. And that was the fix. So these are the things that are changing in a vehicle. And a lot of that's similar in the financial world. There's just so many different ways to do things, so many different choices you can make, so many directions you can head in. It's so much different than it used to be when it comes to kind of preparing for your finances that way. Guys, what about legacy? Do you find people changing their opinion about leaving a financial legacy as they get older?
Yeah, you know, that is one of the things folks really start to think about when they get into their 50s and 60s and 70s, because for most of our lives, we're worried about working, we're worried about saving, we're worried about getting our paychecks, and we're worried about budgeting. And all of a sudden, you know, our most important priority then is just to take care of yourself and your spouse and your kids if you have any. But all of a sudden, you get to the point where, you know, maybe the kids are out on their own, maybe they need help, maybe they don't need help anymore. And then what really changes people's minds are the grandkids. And I'm going to steal one of Dan's lines, because he always says, you know, people really like their kids, but they love their grandkids. And I tell you what, you throw a couple grandkids into this scenario and things really start to change. And so that's typically when people start to think about, gosh, you know, I've done a good job. I've built some wealth. I've built some assets. What is the best way to, number one, pass them down generationally and get them to who can use them and who needs them? And that might be kids, that might be grandkids, you know, that could be charities, that could be churches or colleges, you know. And so they're worried about that, and they're also worried about making sure that the government doesn't take a big fat bite out of it before it gets there. And so our comprehensive money map plan takes all those things into account and can really help guide folks as far as what's the best way to leave a legacy and still provide for yourself and your spouse, and what's the best way to get things passed generationally, whether that's, you know, before you die or after you die. There's ways ways to do whatever you want to do. It just takes some planning.
And again, 800-373-9715 is the number to call to have a conversation about that kind of planning, how you can get a customized review of your financial situation and see what kind of changes you might want to make so that you can have the best plan in place to handle things like legacy and also make sure you get all the way through retirement with peace of mind and less worry like we've been talking about. 800-373-9715, that number. To put a bow on this conversation of age and wisdom in the financial world, do you see people changing their opinion about risk, that thing we often talk about? Does it change as they get older? Do they view risk differently?
Absolutely. So Rob and I were just, before we started taping today, we were talking about a client of ours that we work on jointly, and the exact discussion was, this is a gentleman who is recently retired, and he said, hey, these numbers look great. It looks like, I mean, I'm excited. I'm really enjoying my retirement. I see all this money accumulating, and it looks great, but maybe we don't even need to be quite this aggressive anymore. And it wasn't that we were being aggressive. It's that, you know, that's just not the priority anymore. The priority is to make absolutely certain that we've covered all the what ifs to make sure we're not going to run out of money. We're not going to be a burden on the kids. We're not going to have anything sneak up on us, that we can see everything across the horizon and that we're making good decisions, good educated decisions. And so I see clients all the time wanting to take risk off the table, and very seldom, as clients get older, do we see them wanting to take more risk. So every once in a while, we've got a client, we've got a couple who say, listen, we're familiar with the stock market. We know what it looks like. It goes up, it goes down. We're comfortable with the ride no matter what happens. I'm going to be, this is where I'm at and this is how I do it. But that's not most people. Most people are consistently taking a little bit more risk off the table. And what they're wanting to replace that risk with is promises, guarantees, things that they can't outlive, that they make sure that they're taking care of themselves, that they're taking care of their spouse, and that eventually they're taking care of their family instead of their family taking care of them. So if this is one of these things, if any of these things really hit home with you, that you say, boy, that's really me, please give us a call. It doesn't cost anything. We'd love to meet you. It's a big part of why we're on the radio show, is to reach out to people here locally, to give people the opportunity to talk to somebody who's operating in your best interest, who doesn't work for a bank or work for an insurance company, but those guys work for us. You know, we've got 60-some insurance companies that we work with. And when I was here, you know, 11 and a half years ago, when there was just four of us, and now there's 20-some of us here. But back then, we had the same agenda. It's one of the things we did very, very right, was the idea of this independence, client-first philosophy. So if you'd like somebody working for you and being your advocate and making sure that you're being looked after, please give us a call right now.
And again, here's the number to call to reach Dan DiVerna, Rob Davis, and the team at Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Get a complimentary review of your plan. Come in and meet with the team at their office in Perrysburg, serving you here in northwestern Ohio. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Great opportunity to get on the right track. Make sure that you have the right plan in place to get to and all the way through retirement, and even start thinking about some of those things beyond that, the next generation. 800-373-9715. Stay with us. Much more coming up on today's show. This is the Financial Symphony with the team at Creative Financial Partners.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial advisors in northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Kicking your can all over the place.
We'll always
Here
here on the Financial Symphony, we have a segment called Mark Lloyd's Greatest Hits. I'm Ron Stutz, and Mark, going to ask you a question here. Tell us, if you would, about a time that you saw somebody with a really old life insurance policy, and then you were able to save them a ton of money by switching to a newer policy.
You know, there's different kinds of insurance policies that are out here, Ron. There's, you know, term insurance. Now, term means that, you know, I call it renting insurance, rental.
Yep.
You get a certain amount of death benefit, and let's say for, you know, $500,000. Let's just say that, $500,000. And based on your age and how many years you want to lock that price in, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever, the price will be X. We know what the price is going to be. Then there's whole life insurance. Whole life means is that, you know, the premiums are locked in. At, you know, you pay premiums until age 100. That's why they call it whole life, because they consider that a whole life. And at age 100, the policy's done. So, and then there's a universal life policy, which is kind of a blend of the two. And the universal life policy, you've got a premium that you start with. You know what your premium's going to be. And the policy's guaranteed until, depend upon, you know, the company, age 100, age 120. Depends upon the company. But you know that it's more what they call permanent insurance. The premium can go up and down, but basically they can structure it in a way where you know what it's going to cost you. At the end of the day, it's building cash value as well in most of these kind of policies, in most of them. So what we find is that there's policies out here today that are less expensive. The insurance cost inside of those policies are less expensive than what they were 5, 10, 15 years ago. So we're able to help folks by getting a higher death benefit and really save them money in the long run. The premium either be the same or actually go down. And get this. What if we got sick and we needed some kind of long-term care, and according to the American Society on Aging, there is a 70% chance that we'll all use some form of long-term care before we die. Home health care, assisted living facilities, you know, heaven forbid, the nursing home. We don't know, nobody wants to go there. I haven't met one person yet that has raised their hand and say, I can't wait to go to the nursing home. Nobody.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's unfortunately, as we get older, our body wears down. And it could be our mind, it could be our mental capacity, or it could be physically. And when that happens, if you're having to spend your savings, spend your retirement, spend your assets, sell things off to pay for that, or what if you could just tap in to your life insurance policy, get a note from the doctor saying that you're unable to perform two activities of daily living on your own, bathing, dressing, feeding yourself, ambulating, which is walking, transferring from bed to chair, continence, bladder control, or maybe you have memory loss and the doctor states you need care, you need help. You could tap into your death benefit now and use it so that you don't have to deplete the savings in the retirement. See, there's plans out there today that do that, but you have to look at them and compare to what the kind of plans that you have, the insurance policies you have. And if you could get that at a less expensive price, doesn't it make sense to at least research it, look for it? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
This is the Financial Symphony, the show that tries to help you understand a little bit better some of the things you might need to do to get to and all the way through retirement, some of the things that you might need to do to better your financial plan. Where do we turn to for guidance? It's the team at Creative Financial Partners here in Northwestern Ohio. Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis joining us this week from the team. They have an office in Perrysburg, by the way. And you can get in touch with them by calling 800-373-9715. That's the number to call to set up a review of your plan, a one-on-one meeting, 800-373-9715. You can also visit the team online to find out more information by going to cfpohio.com, cfpohio.com. You know, there are several income gaps that people can face during retirement and even the years leading up to it. I want to spend some time, Rob and Dan, talking about each of these gaps and how you plan for them. One that certainly comes to mind is forced retirement. This is the one that catches people by surprise, but it's an obvious income gap when you go from working to, oh, nope, now you're retired. How do you help people plan for that?
Yeah, that's one of the ones that everyone, it's kind of in the back of a lot of folks' minds. You know, what happens if I can't work the five more years I wanted to work? And typically, you know, many people have had to face a layoff or something like that. But most times this forced retirement income gap comes in the form of a buyout. And, you know, there are a lot of institutions and companies in this area that have recently, in the last couple of years, given buyout offers to folks. And those kind of take a number of different shapes. But basically, one day you get a letter from your HR department that says, you know, if you want to retire, you can retire now. And we're going to give you X, Y, and Z to kind of speed the process up. And so those are really important decisions to make sure you're working with someone on, because a lot of times, even though they give you the choice, it really feels like you're getting forced out. And those are the things that we're very good at working through folks with, because it is such an emotional time, and it's a very uneasy feeling. And one thing that we can do is put you in the seats across from us and just, you know, talk to you. What do you want to do? Do you want to keep working? Is this a viable option to maybe leave a couple years early? And also, what is your employer offering you to leave early? So, you know, we can take all of this stuff and try to take as much emotion out of this decision as we can. That's what we're here for, to help. And so we'd encourage you to call that number, come on in and talk to us about that.
And again, that number to call is 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. You would think that the same strategies you used for a forced retirement would translate exactly to a planned retirement. And just because we have more time to plan for, you know, that retirement date, doesn't mean that it doesn't have its own complications. That is yet another income gap. So break that one down for us. How do people just in general plan for a retirement income gap?
Well, it's definitely one of the hot topics that we see people coming in with, because they've been in the accumulation stage all their lives. So they've been paying into Social Security, paying into their 401k, doing IRAs, doing Roth IRAs, paying into their life insurance, all these different things. And they'd never really had a plan on the other end. So they don't really know what it looks like when they're in the distribution phase. So we make it so easy. People, that's probably the thing we get the most compliments on. The two things that we get the most compliments on are, geez, I didn't realize this was going to be so easy, or I would have done it a long time ago. And then the other thing is, how did you guys have, you have all these different moving parts, but you really understand all these different moving parts, and you've laid it out and you've explained it like a normal person, instead of explaining it like it, you're some kind of a rocket scientist and trying to, you know, prove your intelligence. But we all know we're pretty smart. If you do something, like I've been doing this job since the late 90s, and I probably legitimately work 70 to 80 hours a week. And it's not because I feel like I need to. It's because I love what I do. And if you're doing something 70, 80 hours a week for that long, you better get good at it. You would think that you'd be getting good at it at some point. And if you took what you're doing every single day of your life, it probably seems pretty second nature to you too.
So those are two income gaps you have to think about, that planned retirement, but also the forced retirement that many people face these days. What about an income gap that's ever changing and possibly even ever growing? Creeping inflation. How do you account for that in the plan?
Yeah, I tell you what, the inflation thing does creep up on you because it's one of those things where you may not realize it, you know, month to month certainly, or maybe even year to year, but all of a sudden you look back and you say, gosh, gasoline costs how much now? And my internet bill's up to how much now? And how much are we paying in electricity bills? And gosh, it's really expensive to go out to eat anymore or to buy groceries anymore. And so those are the things that really creep up on you. And it's not something that hits you in the face. It's not a big market meltdown. It's not anything dramatic. But over time, you know, inflation will really creep up at you, and it will really erode the purchasing power of those dollars that you have saved up for retirement. And so, you know, you've got Social Security, and that has what's called a cost of living adjustment. And so if you're on Social Security now, you know that kind of does raise each year, or typically raises each year. But a lot of times inflation goes a lot faster and a lot higher than Social Security does over time. So you have to account for inflation, even if you're taking Social Security. You know, the other thing that may or may not move with inflation is a pension. If you have a pension, or if you have a pension option that includes inflation adjustments, and those are things that you really need to work on and spend some time on, and make sure when you're making pension decisions and when you're making decisions regarding annuities and pensions and other things that have income associated with, that you really understand if you have, number one, availability of a cost of living option, and number two, you know, does it make sense for you to take? And so these are some of the things that we work on every single day with our clients, and it's the inflation thing is one thing that is really, really hard to make someone feel right today. But over time, if you didn't plan for it, you're going to be really sorry you didn't, because it will eat away at your purchasing power in years in the future.
We're talking about income gaps here on the Financial Symphony, these things that we have to plan for when we're used to a paycheck, and then all of a sudden we don't have enough income to fit our lifestyle or do what we want to do maybe in our retirement years. And so we've got to address these gaps and find ways to fill them, ways to plan for them. Another one that will pop up in retirement, unlike inflation that's kind of constantly growing, constantly widening, this is more of a kind of an event that occurs, and that's the nursing home need that might arise. Or if you need assisted living, that can have a devastating impact on a portfolio that's not prepared.
Few things that can throw something so off track as this. I mean, and it's very tough to predict. It's very tough to know if you're going to need it, or when you're going to need it, and exactly in what form you're going to need it. But we now know, pretty much everybody listening to this knows somebody that's had this impact their life. You know, I've got three grandparents that are no longer with me, and really on some level, all three of them needed some kind of care. Now, one of them was given by my grandpa, by taking care of my grandma, and he did a fantastic job, but not everybody has that capacity. And it's either paid for in a price, like my grandfather paid for it in the sense that he didn't sleep at night because he was trying to stay up and take care of my grandmother, and he didn't get much rest, and he wasn't able to take good care of himself because he was taking care of her, or somebody that has the ability to write the check. And we had a client, Rob and I, that we kind of giggled about, because the guy had mapped out in his own financial plan that he made for himself the year he was going to need long-term care. And we just kind of just chuckled, because that's just not the way this works, you know, and you don't know in what form that's going to come. But it's something that we're talking about all the time. It's one of those things that nobody likes to talk about, but it's one of the what ifs that we talk about literally every day. And we'd be glad to talk about it with you. It's not something that's fun, but there are some ways to kind of take this into consideration. There's some new ways. I mean, we're selling a lot of life insurance right now, and the reason we're selling so much life insurance is twofold. One is, as people get older, they love the idea of leaving a legacy to kids, grandkids, There's some tax-favored plans that works. But another one is with the newer versions of life insurance, you can actually have it work as a hybrid. So there are some of the companies that we use. Again, we've got over 60, and some of these companies will pay you in advance to your death the death benefit to be used for long-term care. So nobody loves to pay for long-term care insurance if it's like your car insurance and you're paying this ridiculous amount of money and you don't think you're ever going to use it. And I feel the same way about my car insurance, you know, but it's one of the things they make us have here in the state of Ohio. So in this sense, we're able to translate this and say, geez, if we don't use this for long-term care, at least we know it's going to go to the kids or grandkids or charities, or somebody's going to get to use it instead of the insurance company absorbing it and keeping it for themselves.
One last thing that we need to touch on here. It's never a fun thing to talk about, but it's supremely important in the plan, especially if you're a couple. Dealing with the death of the first spouse brings with it not only emotional complications, but a huge income gap. And it's not as simple as a lot of people make it out to be.
Speaking from my own experience, my mom lost her husband, my dad, way earlier than anyone thought. And so when that happened to me, it gave me, losing my dad at an early age gave me a lot of experience. And it's one of these things that you don't know what it's going to be like till you go through. But it's a very hard thing because you touched on it. There's a big emotional thing, especially when someone dies early in their retirement, because for years and years and years, you're planning and you're doing and you're saving and you think you're going to have a life together. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And so there's a big emotional adjustment that you have to go through. And then comes the financial end of that whole transaction. And a lot of times it's not good. You know, Social Security can be affected because all of a sudden you go from two benefits down to one. If that spouse had a pension, that could be affected. When they elected their pension, that pension might even be reduced, or it could be stopped at the death of a first spouse. Was there adequate life insurance? Where's the life insurance at? How do I make this transition? You know, if you're faced with that, you know, we're here to help. So if you haven't started already planning, I would encourage you to start planning with your financial advisor, or obviously give us a call and we'd be happy to talk to you, because it's really important to handle these things now before something bad might happen down the road.
And I'll just add a little bit to that, Rob. It's really tough to know exactly how some of these moving parts are affected. So that's where we come in. I was just with a client, and it's tough because she had a plan, not with me, not with a financial advisor. Her husband had the plan, and she was showing me the plan. And she said, Dan, he told me this is the way it would work if something ever happened to him. And they reviewed the plan because he got sick, and it was very clear that he wasn't going to be able to be with us much longer. And so they reviewed the plan in the hospital. And she said, this is what he said it is. And that's not what it is. And so the harsh reality is that they left some things undone. The plan wasn't foolproof, and it just wasn't what they thought it was. And those are such difficult conversations to have, because you're breaking somebody's heart, and you're really, sharing with them the reality of what the future looks like. And this person, they're still reeling, frankly, because this wasn't at all what they had signed on for, and they lost their spouse a lot earlier than they thought they ever would. And then on top of this, here we come in, and some of these things that they thought were real cold, hard facts weren't. And so if you'd like a second opinion on any of these things, if you just need somebody to bring the pieces together, or if you say, this investment I've had or one of these things, I just have never felt that good about it. I'd like to get a second opinion. Please give us a call. We're here locally in Perrysburg, Ohio. Our office is really easy to get to. We've got a good group of people here that have been working in your best interest all along. Sit down with you, and we'll have a cup of coffee, and we'll relax, and we'll start to lay out some of these things and cover some of these what-ifs and make sure that you have a little more, you know, of a comfort level with really where you're at with things.
You can see how important it is to make decisions sooner rather than later. Go ahead and get the right plan in place now. So if you want to get in touch with the team, pick up the phone, give a call. Talk to the team at Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715 is the number to call. 800-373-9715. That puts you in touch with Dan DiVerna, Rob Davis, and the folks at Creative Financial Partners, serving you here in northwestern Ohio. 800-373-9715. And you can always check them out online, cfpohio.com. You can even schedule an appointment right there online. 800-373-9715 is the number to call for that complimentary review. Guys, thanks so much for the time today and for the help and guidance, and we'll look forward to another great show with you next week.
Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you on the next Financial Symphony.
Securities and investment advisory services offered solely through Emeritus Investment Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Representatives of AIC do not provide tax or